the 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Old-growth forests and rural settings are not always required for wildlife, at least not for barred owls. The large raptors are thriving in some of the biggest cities in eastern North America, where groomed yards with sparse trees serve as a first-class habitat, and cars are the bird's only moving threats. Now, if you read about barred owls in most textbooks, it says that they need large stands of forest to survive. But as many urban and suburban neighborhoods mature, their trees become prime owl real estate. As farms have been abandoned, the new neighborhoods that replace them planted trees. And if you wait long enough, the barred owls are going to expand their territory as the trees start to grow up in the newer suburban neighborhoods. In Charlotte, North Carolina, for example, researchers have mapped a dozen or so owl territories in South Charlotte, each about 200 acres, nearly a square kilometer in area. The preliminary findings show that urban barred owls are able to reproduce successfully, perhaps even better than in wild forests, as they are churning out babies faster than the adults are dying. When they do die, though, it's primarily due to disease or collisions with cars. But when one dies, there are enough owls flying in to fill the vacancy.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.